You've been asking about quotes. Question of Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi, which actually appears in the Sefer Kuzari as well. The Yeseres HaDibros begins, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And the question is, why does the Torah not, the Yeseres HaDibros, I should say, start with identifying Hashem as the creator of the world? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the basic mitzvah of Emunah is to know that there's a Borei. As the Ibn Ezra quotes here, Sha'alani Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi Minuchas HaKavod, Lama Hiskir Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzisicha Mi'ur Kasdim, So the Ibn Ezra goes on to try to explain this, answer this question. Basically says that there are different levels of people of a different intelligence. He's Mayrech very much here, Pashas Yisrael, Bezos Haisat Shuvasi, Elav Da, Ke'en Mailos Ben Adam, Shavos, Ben Munasim, Belibam. And because, therefore, there are people who are more naturally able to contemplate the world at large and to recognize that the world as a creator, and for them it's enough to feel Hashem through Chakira in the world, Shemayim Ba'aretz. But there are other people who don't have that ability. And therefore, to speak to both, Hashem says, Anoch Hashem Elokecha, understand I could stop right there for some of you, and what that means is I'm the creator of the world. And then Hashem Tzisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim is for the other people. Bavur also says that there are different levels of intelligence. Says the Ibn Ezra, Hiskir lemaskil Anochi Hashem. The maskil hears Anochi Hashem, he knows everything. The host of Hashem Tzisicha Shiyavin Hamaskil v'she'eno maskil. There is an interesting comment on the Shemesh Shmuel. The Shemesh Shmuel is the son of the Ebeni Nezer, as you know. And he has Svarim on Chumash Alpidar HaChasidus. So in a few places in Chumash, he brings an exchange between his Zeda, his father was Ebeni Nezer, was the son-in-law of the Kartzke Rebbe, and Rabbonim HaPshischa was a Talmud of the Kartzke Rebbe. So they had exchanges all the time. So I'm reading from Parshas Bereishis, Taf Reish Ayin Beis. He goes by year. So he says that the Rebbe Rabbonim HaPshischa asked his Zeda, the Zeda of the Shemesh Shmuel, the Kartzke Rebbe, where do you get his Oros Avodas Hashem? Where does it come from? So the Kartzke answered the pasuk in Yeshaya, Kapitul Mem, which is Aftorah of Shabbos Nachamu, Su maro meinechem u'u mi bara eile. Look up to the skies, look in the heavens, and see who created this. I look at that, I contemplate the galaxies, the world, the eclipses. I'm amazed, I'm struck, and I realize Hashem created the world. So that was what the Kartzke responded. The Heishiv lo, so Rabbanim pushed back. He said, "Halo mizeh, yachol kol adam likachis orus. Afilu ena Yehudi. You don't need a Jew to do that. Every person can find this orus in the world to contemplate the world and be inspired. V'has orus haYehudi tzvicha liyos mitzias Mitzrayim." That's Rabbanim's response. Ad kan tochen dvarav. That was the exchange in the Kutzker and Rabbanim his Talmud. Says the Shemesh Shmuel, again, Taf Reish Ayin Beis Parshas Bereishis, this issue is found in the Kuzari. And he quotes the Kuzari, and then the Yehuda HaLevi heard it from the Machaber, the Kuzari, this question, Sha'alani, the Yehuda HaLevi, but he obviously discussed in the beginning of the Kuzari. Sheshaul Amnach Kuzar, Madua Nem Anoch Shem Kecha, Sher Tzisicha Meret Mitzrayim, and now Shabbos Yishamayim Va'aretz, which is even more wondrous. And then he continues and he says, sums up what was answered in the Kuzari. Everyone is at the same level. It doesn't make us unique as Jews. That's then he says, Avi Admor, meaning his father, Avnei Nezer, wanted to be miyashiv what his father-in-law, what the Shemesh Shmuel's grandfather was saying. Achara Rabbanim's point was correct. Anyone could get it from the stars, from the galaxies. what makes it uniquely us. So he says, so my father wanted to answer up to my grandfather as follows. L'espayel miri'iyas davar, talui be'eza leid mabitim. To be inspired from anything in the world that you see, it depends what kind of a heart you bring to it. If your tendency is to be a negative person, then whatever you see, you'll see negativity. Says Yeshayahu Navi. The liros nechochos, to see things clearly, tzarech lios lo mikodem rev zach v'yasha. You have to have a pure heart. So where did Klal Yisrael get that pure heart? Once we have a Yitzias Mitzrayim, says the Avni Nezer, says the father of the Shem Yisrael, Rakni Azva Hala Yesh Lifne Yisrael Derech Yasher Likach His Oros Mibrias Shemayim Ba'aretz. So in other words, Elu Ve'elu. Stand without Torah, you can look at the world and you won't get the Chizat, you won't get the Emunah. But if you have a Yitzias Mitzrayim, and what does that do? It purifies our heart. It gives us a clarity of how to look at the world. That's why this always comes when it comes. And therefore, you shove him to base Kane. And he goes on, he says, and he works it into the Psukim as well. In another place, I found the Shemesh Shmuel Dvarim, Veschanan Tufish Ayin Vav. He comes back to the same exchange between Rabbunim and his grandfather, the Kutzker. And he says in a slightly different ofen, he says, Doris of Rishonim, they had great neshamos, lofty neshamos, and Yechidei Skula were able to be connecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Bria. But our neshamos are a lower level. We're not as much b'shleimus, and therefore we need Yitzias Mitzrayim to give us that connection. I noticed, I was inspired to think about this because I saw a maimar from Rav Volbi. Rav Volbi has a series of mamorim called Mamori Geula around the time of Purim and Pesach, Sefer Das Shlomo. So he has a Tavshin Lamed Zayin, and his maracha is called Emuna B'Yitzias Mitzrayim Yisod Ko HaTorah. And he begins with this Kuzari that's found in maimar Aleph Yud Aleph. That why doesn't say Nochis Shemokecha Shabrasi Shemayim Va'aretz, and then he draws an interesting parallel to a famous Rambam in Hilchos Melachim that speaks about non-Jews as well. Non-Jews have Shev Mitzvos B'nei Noach, and that's the way that they connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the Rambam adds a caveat. He says a person of a Ben Noach who's mekabel Shev Mitzvos and he observes them to the T, he's considered Nechassidu Masa'olam, he gets a Chelk in Olam Haba. But the Rambam adds a condition. It's only when their commitment is predicated on knowledge that Hashem commanded in the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu to inform us about the Shem Mitzvah B'nei Noach. Of course, it goes back to Noach, but it has to go through Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Yonek, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is giving us, giving back through the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, that there is a Tzivuy of Bnei Noach, but they have to acknowledge the direct source of being Moshe Rabbeinu, not to go straight up to Bnei Noach. Ram has a similar idea in terms of mitzvahs, Shofenei Matan Torah, Mila Le'Avram, Giranasha to Yaakov. We don't observe it because of the Tzivuyim given to the Avos. We observe it through Torah, and the Torah gives its validation to the tzibur that preceded it. So we can still say the briso shel Avraham Avinu by a bris mila, but it's only because the Torah affirms that as the machayah for us. So the Rambam has a similar idea by Bnei Noach. So what does it mean to say there's a hisgalus of Sinai that shech Bnei Noach? Hisgalus of Sinai is us. And here the Rambam is using that. There's a shal in the girsos of Rambam. The Rambam says if he does it, then behech rahadas. Not because of understanding that there was a message given through Moshe Rabbeinu that there's Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, but just because it's a moral thing to do, says the Rambam, Eino Mechassidu Mesa'olam, and then the question of the Girsa being the Lo Mechachameyem or Elo Mechachameyem. Some have the Girsa, he's not Chassidu Mesa'olam, but he's considered Chachmeyu Mesa'olam, and the other Girsa is neither. It says in Hilchos Melachim Perek Ches. But what does it mean, says Rav Volbi, that the Hisgalus of Sinai has relevance for B'nai Noah? And what does it mean for us to say that we connect not through the Bris Shemayim Ba'aretz, but through Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the way that he's masbir is very interesting. And he wants to work it into the Pshat of the Kuzari itself. What makes Yetzias Mitzrayim unique, besides the fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and with Makir Tov, and he did many miracles, but over and above all of that, is that it created what he calls a yachas between us and the Borei Olam. There's a relationship. It's not just something abstract. Like it says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzitzicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. That's why throughout the parashas of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it talks about how Hashem felt for us. He felt our pain. He saw what we were going through. V'yar Elokim, Esbnei Yisrael, V'yed Elokim, Anochi Anishamati Esnak Esbnei Yisrael. There's a relationship. We cried out. He answered our tefillos. He calls it, what he says is the word Hamish. Niyakal Yisrael, he writes in quote unquote, Hamish im Habore. Miskarvim Elav, u'mekarvim oso Eleinu. Medabrim Elav. Milashen Ata. There's a giloy of Hashem in an awesome way. The godliness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's so awesome beyond anything we can imagine. The Makos is Galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and at the very same time, a Hamishkeit, a Yachas. And he says that's, from there he goes into the idea of what we do at the Leil HaSeder and what we try to reinforce. And that idea applies as well in a smaller way, in a smaller sense, a small degree, to B'nai Noach. The idea of Mitzvah B'nai Noach is not just things, rules to keep, but it's an opportunity for every human being, even non-Jews, to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that has to be through his galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Sinai, which is, again, the next level after Yetzias Mitzrayim, which allows there to be a relationship. This idea, I think, is very common in Rav Ovi's works. I found another sefer of his, the Munasa Yechia, and he has an essay in that sefer, it's Vad Yud Zayin, and he titles it, Kirva Hadodis Bein Am Yisrael VeHabore. The expression in Pasuk in Mishlei, Kamayim Aponim Aponim, that means that the way you feel to someone is how they reciprocate. And there's a lot of implications. Binod Machabero, there's a Tosis, there's a Daf Yomi the other day, that has to do with the Halacha Prika and Te'ina. If you have opportunity to do Prika, which has to do with unloading the animal, which of course involves Tzar Bali Chaim, and you have another opportunity to do Mitzvah Te'ina to load the animal. So normally you would think Tzar Bali Chaim is Koveya, because after all, whether it's the Raisa or not the Raisa, but obviously you have to give priority. But if you have a choice between someone who's a friend, an Ohev, and for him, the mitzvah to do is to be porek, to take off the load. And you have another person who's your enemy, a sone, liton, and for him it has to do with loading, mitzvah l'sone. So then you do te'ina, not prika, for the sone, kidei lochavas yitzvah, because it helps you work on your midos, because you feel sinna. So Tosus asked the kasha, if kasha there, remember, mitzia, lamidbeis, m'sachim kofir gimel, what type of sone are we talking about? You're not allowed to hate another Jew. So the answer is that there's a place where you can actually feel sinna. Where a person did a dvar avera and you saw him doing a dvar avera, you have a right to be sonated. So then Tosfos says, manafshach, then you have a right to be sonated. So then why you have to be called lochav as yitzvah? Like it's a mitzvah l'sanosa. Tosfos says, because if you're sonating him, even though you're justified, then he sonated you back. Kamayim apanim apanim. Bo'im mitoch kach l'sinna Gemuro, Sinna Gedola, and therefore Kfiyas Yetzer Shaykh. Because sin becomes a vicious cycle, and it becomes more than just a simple Sinna for the Avera, because it intensifies and it becomes reciprocated, and it becomes more than just ordinary Sinna, and therefore the Kfiyas Yetzer is relevant. This is the idea of Kamayim Apanim Apanim Benad Machavero. So Rav Golbi says in a very genius way, he says this idea is true in terms of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. The idea of a mitzvah, that if we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he turns to us. Hashem tzilchas v'seah yad yaminacha. A person should realize that emunah is not just abstract. Emunah is a yachas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like we have in other machavero. A person needs to mechazik in emunah. It's not just hashkaf in the abstract, but you turn to the borei. And that creates a yachas, and that yachas, in turn, one turn deserves another. You turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he turns back to you, and it reinforces the Av. A person feels Rachmana Litzchan, a sense of distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or worse, then they might be feeling the same vibes coming back to them, because that's the nature of Hashem created the world. Hagasha of Kiras Hashem, he says, is creates its own mitzvahs. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch begins, and Ramah says, Shabbis Hashem Negdi Tamid, Klal Gadol B'Torah, Malos HaTzadikim, that a person who works on this midah, and especially when they come to Davin, and they say there's a sense of Kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person takes that step, and especially the time now, the Tkufa of coming to Chodesh Nisan, so that becomes a reality, and that becomes a personal relationship. And that's what makes it possible for us to look at the world through different lenses. It's not just this great world out there, this mystery, this awesomeness, but it's personal. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaOretz Kvodo, and there's so much to be in awe of, but at the same time, Enochi Hashem Elokecha, that comes through Yetzias Mitzrayim, because if we recognize that there's the uniqueness of the relationship, then we'll be able to see everything through those same lenses.